Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight. Okay. Open mic.
Yeah.
And in going over my emails, I had an oversight. I didn't catch what the congressman Congressman Guavarino sent to me. And he said that he was the proud sponsor of a bill that would enable the Veterans Administration to finance money for service dogs and for the medical. Now,
oh, nice.
The problem I have with that is, because I went to him to amend the ADA, to give us enforcement, and he completely ignored that. He didn't tell me about the bill that he was a sponsor on when I met with him. Now, I don't know if this is a very recent occurrence, but whatever. But anyway, the law, the Americans with Disability Act, is no damn good. It doesn't protect us.
That's true.
Now, even if you put money into the VA,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to start financing service dogs and all that, there's already money for that with all the service dog schools. They all raise money for that. So why do you want to go create a separate law on this when you have the Americans with Disability Act? You see how these politicians complicate our lives?
Oh, yeah.
And that's only for veterans, what he's talking about.
I
what
know.
About all the other people?
That's right.
So now you're going to have a situation. And I don't know the details of the law. I'm gonna investigate that. But I seriously doubt if there's going to be any real enforcement on it.
No.
And in the meantime, the Americans with Disability Act that failed yours truly horribly. I mean, you know, 6 years of a case where they wouldn't let me on the damn bus with my guide dog. You know, how can you get past that?
You can't.
That law.
You can't.
It doesn't do a damn thing to protect you.
Do you know
what? You go and you file another law?
Yeah.
I mean, it's stupid. It doesn't make any sense. Fix the one you got first.
Yeah.
Fix it to include the people who serve this country.
I agree.
The politicians are ruining our lives and complicating our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Because here, with this law for the VA, here's another blow. How you're going to have to depend on the government?
That's right.
When the money is already there for a service dog. And what do you think the VA is going to do? They're going to send most of those people to the guide dog schools.
And they're getting extra money. You know that.
That's what they're going to do.
Yeah, they're going to get extra money.
They're going to pay. They're going to pay for the training of the guide dog. And then what about the people who are denied? Who protects them?
Nobody. Us.
There's no law with the guide dog school.
All right. Well, here's the other thing. Now, the VA did say that people who have emotional, you know, need emotional support dogs, that it doesn't help. So now,
they don't believe in it. They don't believe in service dogs. That's part of the email.
So now I'm sitting here saying to myself, with all of this, are they going to believe that these people need guide dogs? It's being funded. So why
you gotta have enforcement, all the more so.
Yeah.
If the agency doesn't believe that the dog's going to help you, you know damn ass you got to have enforcement, because they're not going to want to do
it. That's right.
They're going to bring in their doctors and their psychologists, their stupid-ass psychiatrists, morons who went to school for years and don't know their ass from their elbow.
They're going to want to keep every bit of that money. You know that. That's for a fact. Right there.
I mean, the whole thing is absurd. To spend the taxpayers' money. See, they're doing it again. Spend the taxpayers' money when the money is already there. First, protect the money that's already there.
Oh, I agree.
If you're going to do something.
Yep.
Then you don't have to spend the taxpayers' money. The agencies are already raising $50,000 to $100,000 to train one dog. Where do you have to raise money? It's there.
Yeah.
And the ADA doesn't do a damn thing.
Yep.
And the ADA is not going to do a damn thing for the veterans either. Because that law, unless it's amended, does not apply to service dogs in denial mode. It has to be amended. It has to be strengthened. It has to be, it has enforcement behind it. So I'm not happy. I sent an email, and then I listened to his email, and then I didn't catch the whole thing. And I sent an email telling him, not good enough, Congressman. You know,
nice.
You should amend the ADA with strict enforcement to protect us.
There you go. That's great.
And I'm going to send him another email because I want him to know that I've been struggling 6 years with being denied entrance with my guide dog on the accessor ride.
That's not good.
Six damn years.
I know.
You believe
this? You know what they end up doing? They end up just declaring bankruptcy so they don't have to pay whatever, you know, fees and stuff, the court fees and this and that and the other thing, and then they claim bankruptcy. And then you're without anything, and it's horrible.
Well, they claim that the service, you know, the transit authority contracts a service for this accessor ride.
They do.
They claim that that particular company went out of business.
Yeah, you know? I've had that happen too.
But the transit authority is still there.
So they should pay it.
But there's no damn enforcement.
They contacted the other people. Yeah, I know.
There's no enforcement. How the hell can you get anything out?
It's not even worth the paper.
Without even if the judge says, all right, you're guilty, you got to... Where's the enforcement?
There's no enforcement. It's terrible.
Well, what the hell good is it?
Yeah. I've been zonked by the ADA a couple times today. I really need a ramp because my lift is broken, at least a ramp to get me out of my house if there's an emergency, something. And my lift is not working. My temporary exit doesn't have rails on it, which is a ramp. I need something to get out of this house, to get some
sunlight.
There's
no enforcement. What are you going to do?
I am stuck.
No enforcement. The agency, you know what they'll do with that? The agencies will pass the buck one to another.
That's what they're doing.
We don't have the money. You have to do it. We don't have the money. They'll pass. I guarantee you that's what's going to happen. Call a couple agencies. Tell them you need to
tell
them to do it.
I need to get out of my house.
See what you get.
My husband's going to get money from wherever, and we're just going to do it, I guess. Put it aside a little at a time when he works. But that's not good because right now he's been months out of work, months, and now they want him to do that? Are they crazy? I don't understand that. I really don't.
No money behind the ADA
seconds,
and there's no enforcement.
No, I know.
That's one of the biggest problems.
Maybe I should send a bill straight to all the news agencies and say, hey, listen, when is the ADA really going to pick up this tab? That's all. That's what I feel like doing. Every month until they actually get a grip on it. That's what I feel.
All right, in a tight open mic brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita, great Japanese dog. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady out there in New Jersey. Again, Big East Akita Rescue.org, 609-388-7004. All right, brought to you by Kennedy Realty. My buddy in Islip, New York, Kennedy, Anthony Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. And you want to buy a house, sell a house, or get some good information?
No.
Call Mr. Kennedy. I want to say hello to my buddy Doug out there in California, who I know for many years, we go back all the way to the 1970s when Doug worked for Stevie Wonder. And I wish Doug a speedy recovery. He's fighting cancer.
Aww.
And chelation, that's what you need, Doug.
I
found out the word today. I'm gonna give you a call and see if we can find a clinic out there.
Yep.
Get you the chelation. So hang in there, buddy. He's going to the VA, and all he can say to me, they're making me worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're making
all
money.
Right,
in a That's
sight.
All they're doing.
Yeah. They're prejudiced against treatment.
Yeah, exactly. We have
in a sight.
Waiting whenever you... I'm sorry.
What?
We have Anthony waiting whenever you got a chance.
Yeah. Inner Sight brought to you by... Brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food, call my buddy Gary, 631-484-3085 for dog food, cat food, and medical when he's able to do it. Give him a call. Nobody Starved on Long Island. All right, I want to thank the Long Island Coalition for their help, and we'll be calling upon them again pretty soon for help. I want to thank Tracy Garner for her email, and I'm glad you're feeling better.
I'm
looking forward to working with you.
Yes.
On Inner Sight and on this nursing home business.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. What else? Line up there. You got the Able News?
I can give you the Able News. Hold on.
Line it up.
Okay, I'm
and
ready.
And in the meantime, here we go. Able News.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, and Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all the others, go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you, we honor all the youngsters, all right? And, I got an email from this group. I don't know why they call it this. To me, it's a stupid name. But My Blind Speak. Is it Speak or Spot? What is it?
It's my blind spot, I think.
My blind spot.
Spot.
They call it.
Yeah.
All right. They do a show. I don't know when it's on, but it's digital. Their big thing is digital now. I'm not against devices. I'm not against digital. You know, it can help, yes. But don't rely on it for your life, you know.
No.
So they said in the email, if you have an idea for a show, well, I have two ideas. I want to know how digital is going to help keep people, and not only keep people, but get rid of nursing homes. All right? And I also want to know how digital is going to get us enforcement of the Americans with Disability Act.
Yeah.
Those two subjects I'm going to call.
Yeah, it's definitely called myblindspot.org. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's by
I'm
going to
call the office and give them those ideas and whatever it's worth.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp and SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Their number is 631-880-7929. Thank them for their support and help, and all our friends who help keep this program on the air. We need enforcement of the Americans with Disability Act. We need it to cover every aspect of a disabled person's life should be covered in that law. I mean, it's a disgrace. It's a damn disgrace that you have a law that has nothing behind it. All right, let's see. Anybody on the line?
Yes. We have Anthony. Hold on, let me go back to my page.
All right. We'll take a call from Anthony from Brooklyn, New York. Inner Sight Live.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, good.
I'm okay. I'm just taking it easy. And just came on here tonight to talk about this company that I found on the internet. They have something called the Something Wand. It's the second picture on the website. And they sell different products for the blind that talk. And they have demos of a lot of their stuff that talk that you can click on and listen to. If you want to check it out, it's www.speaktomecatalog.com. Or 1-800-248-9965. But did anybody do anything special yesterday over the holiday, or just kind of hang out around the house and watch TV, or anything special?
Well, I was trying not to do anything but sleep because I wasn't feeling well, but otherwise I was doing okay.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry to hear.
Well, we took the night off from Inner Sight, so I don't know.
Yeah,
we had a show, but I don't know if it was on the internet or not. I don't have a computer, so
really
I couldn't tell.
Driving me nuts. I don't think it was on.
Yeah. What was wrong with you last night?
I just wasn't feeling well. I just, I just came out of the hospital, so I just, you know, my body hasn't quite adjusted.
Oh, boy, just one of those kind of things, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I wish you the best. And,
it will get better. It's slowly getting better, but emphasis on the slow. You know.
Yeah, you know, progress takes time, you know.
Everyone wasn't built in a day, I guess.
Yeah, that's true, you know.
Yeah.
But what else did I want to mention to you guys? Not much else,
You hear anything about the, I heard an item on the news about how many of the states now have lifted the mask mandate. You hear anything about New York?
They're going to probably lift ours soon, but, you know, for now they're still saying that we have to wear the mask. But the thing is, you know, they tell you to get boosted. And then, you know, in the end, when the vaccine wanes, then, you know, they say, well, at least you have some protection. But we don't know for how long, and once you lose it, you lose it, and you can't get it again. Or is it for another 6 months? Who knows anymore? My mom called to get, you know, the booster, and some places, yeah, some places have already stopped doing it because they are not making enough business off of, you know, enough people having it because they feel like enough people have it already, or they're tired of competing with companies that, you know, are competing with them to try to run these people's houses and get it.
Try websites. We had to get one for somebody just this week. Try the state website. I had to help somebody find a shot. And the state ones have the boosters.
Oh, yeah. She always likes to call for that kind of stuff.
Do they tell you the long-term side effects of all this stuff?
They have all the... They have all the... Well... They have all the they have all the side effects, but I didn't see
long
anything
term.
On
I'm talking
individual
about long term.
Well, in their view, they feel that they're comfortable with what they know about the vaccine, and you know what it caused already is what it's going to cause, and that's
right.
The way it kind of is.
Sure,
but
because that's how they
but,
operate. They have it all figured out. We're gonna put this thing out. And we're going to make X amount of millions of dollars. We're going to get sued, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't test it enough. There's going to be lawsuits. We're going to have to pay out X amount, but we're still going to make a profit. That's how they got the whole thing figured out.
Do you know they were supposed to, they asked the courts to absolve them of any wrongdoing. And I laughed at,
sure.
I laughed at a lot. Absolve them of any wrongdoing. You know what's wrong, and you want that just blew me up. I was
they
like, you can't be absolved from that if you know something's wrong.
They can't really do that. They're going to have to recall it.
They didn't.
They're going to
get
sued, but they're so scared of getting sued and stuff that they just follow whatever, and they're just going to keep doing it because that's, you know, what the government believes in, and we have to have some level of protection, and everybody's all around each other, and, you know, too many people have died, so they have to do something because it's, I guess, you know, the best that they have, so, you know, they feel they have no choice, so that's what they're going to do for now. But, you know, we never know the future because it could get better with these vaccines, and one day we won't have to wear a mask anymore.
It
may be
or
one day.
Or it could get worse.
You know, well, you have to pray for the best. You know, that's all I can say. You never know, you know, what life is going to bring tomorrow, and, you know, you have to be, you know, ready for whatever comes and be strong and hang in there and, you know, keep the faith that everything will be all right. You know what I mean? And,
That's all you can do.
Yeah. If you believe in God, then put it in his hands. And if not, you know,
that's
believe
right.
in yourself, your yourself, inner strength, and, you know,
right.
you'll make it through.
Strength and your own belief of the nature system, if you want to do it that way. Some people do that, and it helps them. They focus on their inner self.
I mean, that's the way we've gotten through life with everything, but I'm a firm believer of, you know, this too shall pass, and that's the way you look at life, you know, no suffering lasts forever, you know, everything comes to an end, so, you know, whatever
it is.
You notice
that it's coming to an end even without any intervention lately? It's interesting, in my eyes.
Yeah, everything will come to an end, you know, it does happen over time, you know what I mean? Everything
right.
has a beginning and everything has an end, like a storybook. So,
yeah.
you know.
Well, instead of complicating everything with all this stupid poison and that they gave people, why didn't they just get some doctors together who are immune system experts and say, hey, let give everybody this formula to fortify their immune system. And just wait this thing out. Now they said on the news it's 90% gone now.
Yeah.
Why didn't they just wait it out?
I don't know, Frank.
What
you
they
know,
did.
they have their experts that they believe in and those that they don't.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the way it is.
People died.
I know. But, you know, they'll say, oh, it's rare, you know, the medication isn't going to, you know, be able to save everybody. And
yeah, well, my legs never got swollen, okay? And now, I'm going to say it on air, I might have heart failure. So I'm not happy with that.
Oh,
all
wow.
Right?
Is it swollen up with fluid?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, yeah. I think I remember you telling me about that. I'm sorry to hear about that. All I can say
is, you know what? I'm not concerned about it until it was starting to affect my breathing. So whenever I get up to stand to go and, like, say, exercise myself a little bit to go back and forth to the wheelchair and to a seat, I can't breathe. And it feels like it's very hard that my heart is pounding and I don't feel comfortable. So I said, okay, this is something I got to get tested. I got to see what's going on.
Don't get tested. Just get the chelation.
I remember you telling me about that.
You need chelation and acupuncture.
Usually they would give you Lasix.
Well, they did test me anyway, and they found the heart failure.
Yeah.
It was the heart failure. So
might be some lung issue, too.
I was in the hospital.
Yeah. You know, all you can do is do the best you can and try to, you know, continue to take care of your
health. It's a light heart failure, thankfully. It's not bad.
Yeah.
So all I got to do is get the fluid out of my lungs.
Yeah.
My lungs.
But you're a strong person, and you'll make it through, you know?
I know I will. After they mess with me, yes, I will.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it hasn't killed you yet, you know, so.
It makes
you
stronger,
you know?
I guess.
Yeah.
What hasn't killed me makes me stronger? I don't know, maybe.
That's what they say. I think you're an ox, you know?
I'm an ox?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't want to be no ox.
Listen, you could still do Folly Night for us every night and be on the show every night and, you know, operate the switchboard. So, you know, you're doing all right. You know? Count your
blessings. I come in. Some days I feel like I dredge my feet in as I try to help. Other days I'm like, I can't even get on the air, Frank. You're going to have to do this one yourself. Only once in a blue moon I do that.
I understand. We all have those days.
Set it up,
you know?
And I'll do it.
That's what he does. He's so much bounding energy and rebounding energy at that.
You're going to do it all alone, Frank? Or by yourself and not saying,
oh, he can.
Don't want to be by myself
he's
anymore?
He's very good at that. But the only thing
I don't mind doing a show all alone.
No, he doesn't mind it. But I don't, you know, I do mind it because I feel bad that I am letting him down. That's just how I feel. I never let people down that way. But the only way I let people down is if I'm sick.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you can't help it. And we, you know, we understand that, you know. And we know that you'll be back as soon as you can. And, you know, you're part of the show and it isn't the same without you. And we love, you know, everything
Thank
that you,
you.
Do,
I
music and everything.
That.
And, you know, we're glad to
I
have you part of
that.
It. You know,
Thank you.
You're welcome, and we look forward to it this week. And I pray that you'll be okay and you'll be well enough to
participate
in it.
Yeah, I'll be okay. It's just that I'm a little perturbed not having a freaking ramp now to get out of the house. That's the only thing
that's
crazy.
Wow, how did something like that break?
Very easily. It's an older lift, and it's time for replacement.
Wow.
So, that's it's 10 years old.
These things happen, you know. These equipment that we get for the disabled doesn't last, you know. The wheelchairs and stuff like that, 2-5 years, and that's, you know, the limit, you know.
That was in there when I left the place, I think, in 2008 it was placed in. No, it's a little shy of 10 years, but still. It is 10 years, but it is older.
Yeah.
Sorry. Needs to be replaced.
Yeah.
To get it out.
I can't wait to get a new wheelchair because I'm so tired of tightening that screw over and over and over that keeps coming loose, and, you know, you got to deal with that every time.
Do you need, like, a drill to maybe get to a different spot? Somebody can
fill
you another hole?
No, it's a certain screwdriver that you have to use, but my mom's hands aren't strong enough, and we, I don't think, have the right one, because we only have Allen keys, and it's this thing
well,
that you
Allen
have to...
Well, Allen keys are supposed to... My husband bought a screwdriver that's an Allen key screwdriver, and it just has an Allen key at the end of it, the one that I need. He had to go to the hardware store and get it. And it's
well,
a metric
like a
one. Yeah, it's a metric one. That's what you need.
Yeah, I would have to make a special trip up there when I have a chance. It's just something that I kind of overlook, you know, because so many things to do and so much, you know, on the mind that you have to take care of, and I've got to get my home care form renewed soon and all that, you know?
Oh, I have so much right now, home care stuff that I have to handle. Thank God my aunt's stuff has quieted down a little bit, but I keep calling her to see that she's okay.
Yeah, but, you know, once it's settled, you know, and you don't have to deal with it again for another 6 months, so...
I know, isn't that stupid? Every 6 months you have to deal with it?
Yeah, I
think it's stupid.
I miss when it was once a year. It was so simple. You didn't have to worry about anything. And, you know, you could take care of whatever you had to worry about and not have to have that on your head. You didn't get your home care form renewed. You didn't. I know you didn't. You know, you don't have to hear none of
that. And all
that,
you know what I do? I put a return receipt certified. I don't care what they say.
Oh, boy. Well, God forbid they can terminate the service.
They don't like me. They love me instead.
That's funny, Suzanne. I think they love us all.
You know
money.
What I mean by that. They hate me so much. They're going to put me in a nursing home jail one day.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that. You know,
no, they won't. I won't let it happen.
Many people die without ever going in a nursing home and die in their homes. You know what I mean?
And that's
so,
what I want. I don't want to be.
Not enough.
What's that, Frank?
What?
Not enough people die in their own homes. As long
as
they're dying in a nursing home, there's not enough people dying in their own homes.
That's true.
I know.
I'd like to flip that on its head, make a lot more people die in their own homes, in their sleep, nicey-nice, not having to listen to, say, a neighbor in their room of four people snoring at once. You know?
Yeah, I know.
My mother had one room like that, and I said, Ma, are you kidding me? She goes, yes, the woman across the way, she does a naked dance in the middle of the night.
Oh, my God.
I go, oh, Mom, I'm sorry. So I got her out of that room. She went into two bed for another person. Then they put her in with somebody who had the flu. She got the flu, went to the hospital, cured of that, came back. I mean, it just kept going, you know?
Yeah, it's sad. They don't really get any sleep, you know what I mean? But
no, they don't.
They think that, oh,
and
well, Bill,
you know. You need sleep.
Yeah, and, you know, they wake you up all night taking your blood pressure and this and that, and...
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, and I don't know how they could even say it's your home at that point. It's not your home, you know?
They just try to comfort you. That's all it is, because they don't expect most people to ever get out, you know?
That's the problem right there.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, yeah, it's, you know, they when you're not their family, they just get you to settle in, because they're not going to work to get you out unless somebody... fights for it and speaks up, you know.
Yeah, tune in tomorrow night, our nursing home show, everybody.
Oh, yeah, perfect timing.
Yeah.
Right.
We have a tentative date for our demonstration to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. September 17th, Saturday. Location to be announced.
Yep.
And we're going to see what kind of support we're going to get for this, so...
Yeah, we just have to, I got to keep blasting this all over the place. There's one thing that I need to ask Frank about, but that's between Frank and I when we get off. Not now, tomorrow.
Oh, send it to all these groups, you know, these so-called
advocates. Yeah, but I got to ask you a question. Part of this got mixed up. So I got to ask you a question.
Support for this, you know, I mean, they want to get rid of nursing homes. Here's a way to do it. Here's a definite idea.
Definitely.
Until now, there has not been a definite idea that I know of. What do you do with the nursing homes?
Right.
Now we got one.
We got one, that's right.
Everybody should be pushing for this.
Accessible housing. Yeah.
We need housing. We need accessible housing. And we don't need these nursing homes and to waste all this money on them.
I saw something that made me irate, that everybody, they want, the Republican wants everybody to pay taxes because they feel that everybody put their, you know, the middle, it was just something like that, that everybody had to pay taxes, but they were also noting that everybody got a stimulus last year, and that everybody who got a stimulus should have to pay taxes on it. I was like, what? Maybe I'm getting it wrong. I hope I am.
But you know what my response to that is? If you want us to pay taxes, get rid of these damn nursing homes. Don't leave that threat over our head. We're not paying
for
The only thing
I'm
I heard
paying.
was that they were going to make millionaires pay more on taxes, and then the Republicans were against it because, you know, they're all about business and stuff like that.
Right.
So I wasn't expecting them to be part of, you know, Ford.
No,
of course,
they were actually saying it was Mitch McConnell or something like that. I don't remember his full name. McConnell.
Mitch McConnell, yeah.
Then there was the other guy. Now, this new guy, his name is, oh, my God, let me think of the guy's name now. It's a common name. Scott. Yeah, he came from out of the woodwork, and he's saying that he wants the people to also, you know, put forth, you know, the middle class and the wealthier class to put forth, but he's also including the middle class. That's everybody, you know. I'm like, what, is he crazy? You're not going to get people to do that. You won't get reelected. I was just shaking my head. You know, I was like, I can't believe you're... I'm sorry?
They're grasping
a whole lot
at straws now, these people.
Now
they talk a whole lot of stuff that they know will never be, and I think they just want attention for themselves, but that's the way it is, you know?
Strong. I don't know. Well, we got Louie. I might have to ask you to be on hold. We got to get Louie to get the announcement.
All right,
no
open
problem.
Mic.
Go ahead and take care of that.
Thank you, Anthony.
Okay.
All right.
Take
good night, Frank. Good night, Susan. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
Open mic at 213-816-1650. And, you know, I listened to the news, and it's really disheartening to hear that a leader of a country is so deceiving, and I mean, according to the news now, I don't know the man personally, but according to the news, I heard that he, this guy Putin, that he told some of the Ukrainians, "Well, go ahead, you can become independent. I recognize you." And then when they did it, he went in and invaded them. You know.
Yeah.
So to me, that's absolutely appalling and deceiving, you know.
It is.
And of course, Germany, so far Germany, England, and the United States has sanctioned this guy. So I don't know how much it's going to help, but it's really horrible that politicians want to create more disabled people, and that's what war does. We're going to talk about that.
It does.
Thursday night.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight, open mic, New York, and let's see, 8:39, I believe it is, 8:39, New York. And we got Louis on the line?
Yes, we do. Here he is.
All right, Louis on Inner Sight Live.
Louis.
Hey, I miss you Friday. I always thought he copied Frank. Frank Perrin was copying Louis Rivera on Friday because phone from Susan Taurasi for Arrow Friday.
Nah,
yeah.
She didn't work the phone. She...
No, I didn't
I
feel
know.
Well.
Something wrong.
I didn't feel well. Yeah, something like that.
Anyway.
I'm telling you, this damn hospital say, whoop my butt.
Well, why do you keep going there? Don't complain about it. Don't go there, damn it.
That's right.
Well, that's what my family said, too. But they told me I had heart failure, so I went.
Well, who do you don't follow your family. You follow yourself. Come on.
That's true.
Stay away from those damn places. They're going to make you worse. They already have. Hey, Lou, I got a question for you.
Yeah, okay, give it to me. Listen to this, Suzanne. I got to hear Frank Perino. Go ahead.
What is, you ever hear of a dance called the Watusi?
I heard of that.
Oh, the Watusi, yeah. What about it?
Yeah, what is that?
It's a dance step.
Yeah, so did you ever do it?
Yeah. That group from Philadelphia called the All Us Center here called Wawatusi.
Oh.
Wawatusi?
Yeah,
Wawatusi.
That's right.
Come on, take a chance. You're the bell man.
So you do
Spanish dance.
What?
Yeah.
Spanish dance.
Boom, 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 pa, boom, boom, caballero, a la trabo le Watusi, y si mulato que te pie, y la siento le rinde que ira, y cuando siente le todo el mundo erice, a correr a le Watusi, no que trabajando. Watusi, Watusi, ¿qué quiere? What happened? Guapi, todo quiere para... No, Ray Barreto.
Oh, Barreto, yeah. Oh, he's the one who come up with the Watusi, huh?
Yeah, the 1963 recording.
Oh.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
And
so,
And 1965 version of 1965, Watusi 65 was the same version, was the same step.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
Okay.
Barreto again?
Yup, in 1965.
All right, so...
Yeah, I miss dancing.
Hopefully this week we'll have the phones on the Follies.
Yes, you will.
And,
we'll
be able to get Louie on. Go ahead, Lou. Give us a plug. We need a good plug. Come on.
Hey, Suzanne, I miss you Friday again for two times of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jerry Lawrence. I want to show on an inner site, Radio Dewey, the Block Talk Radio. We're going to have a lot of fun on the Follies on a Friday from 8 to 9 on the Block Talk Radio. And Susan, try to call me. I'll give it a try if he's even not there or not. I'll talk to Pat Cooper all about it. Susan didn't call in last Friday. We got Frank Perino's copycatting Louis Rivera on the Friday past Friday. They make me laugh, and I should do an imitation of Suzanne Taurasi Ferraro. I've got to do that voice of hers. The same thing, you know.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
All right, so we're going to have all kinds of fun on Friday. We're going to have a little Laurel and Hardy and Honeymoon.
Rosanna Dana.
Pahana.
A Cotton Swab.
Mm-hmm.
Cotton Swab, all right.
And a massage. Mm-hmm. I won't forget the massage. I'll remind that.
No,
and
don't bring them
in. Who got locked in the bathroom? All right.
Bad to
who
do
got
that.
Locked in the bathroom? Whoa, wait a minute here. What's that about?
All right, inner sight. It's about inner sight, man. Crazy stuff. Friday night.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm in lock in the ladies' bathroom. I can't get out of there, man. With the swab in my hand, I can't get out of there.
That's it.
Uh-oh. That's
we're going to have and Louie's going to sing a song in the ladies' bathroom.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
That works.
Hey, Suzanne, I missed you Friday.
I know you did, Lou. I'm sorry, I didn't feel well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A good song.
Okay,
Lou, hey, Lou,
Hey,
hey,
Louis.
Jewish. Hold it.
Yeah.
Louis, what's a good song to sing in the ladies' bathroom Friday night? You got a good song?
I'll take a guess what I'm going to sing. I'm going to pick a song.
All right. I want you to sing a good song inside the ladies' bathroom with the echo.
Oh,
yeah.
Suzanne, happy belated Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you, Louie. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's right. This is for you, Connie and Chrissy. I watch it on a Saturday night, all right. I'm having a lot of fun on the TV.
Yeah. Oh, that's that's a great idea. We're going to sing a song to Connie and Chrissy from the ladies' room. Friday
night.
That's good. Yeah.
We got to pick out a good song, a nice love song, you know.
Yeah,
I'm sorry I missed it. I left
bathroom.
My heart in San Francisco, but Suzanne wasn't there, you know.
Well, you can still sing that.
All right. Inner Sight Friday
like
night.
That? We could do that. Left Your Heart in San Francisco? Okay.
Have some fun.
I left my heart in San Francisco. High on a hill, so windy sea. And when I come home from the love drops to San Francisco or Puerto Rico, and your golden sun, well, love drops will shine for me.
There you go.
All right, Friday night, we've got to get some better
Friday
lyrics.
Friday night, everyone. Listen to the rest.
Thank you, Lou.
Hey,
thank
I miss you, Suzanne. I'll keep trying on Friday. Make sure you're there.
Yeah, I'll be here. All right.
I gotta look. I watched Connie and Chrissy, those two pretty ladies with the blue, pink dresses.
Oh, you did? It was nice.
Hey, getting down on it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, call them up and invite them to
the
Inner Sight bathroom.
No, these two ladies going to beat me up. Those Connie and Chrissy is going to beat me up.
They won't beat
you.
He's gonna give me a whopping spanking.
Uh-oh.
I'm a bad boy.
Bad boy. Now get out of
that's
here.
That's beside the point. They won't beat
you.
Suzanne,
thank
Louie's
you, Lou. No bad boy.
Thanks, Lou. Right,
yeah, I'm not a bad
later.
Boy.
Clear the board.
Yep. I love ya.
Love you, too.
All right. I want to thank... my buddy John out there in Brooklyn for helping Inner Sight. And next week, I'm going to go out and try to get some equipment so I can set this show up on my own and make sure that we got phone calls every night, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So no promises. I mean, I don't know what I can get or what they got out there, but I'm going to try my best to pull this off. I'll have to become a part-time engineer.
It's not easy. I'll help you if you want.
Of Inner Sight.
It'd probably be better speed than mine.
But I want to thank John for all his help and caring. And
I'm
going to get him on
the
show
cool.
one night.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic. 213-816-1650. And you know, to all you politicians out there, we need things that don't cost money. All right, they're all talking about taxes and money and all this. What about the things that disabled people need where the money is already there?
Yeah.
Now they did a mandate on this mask and on this vaccination crap.
Yeah.
What about a mandate on these agencies to start raising the money to help people who are disabled? And how about a lobby in Washington so that a disabled person can keep their disability benefits no matter what. If they don't want to keep them, you know, and then they choose to give them up, that's fine. You know, if they come into money or whatever it is.
Right.
But we need to get this system straightened out. And
yeah,
one of the biggest downfalls is enforcement on the ADA. Now, you don't need any money for that. Again, the agencies and the government can split the cost. So we need to change this system. Any politician out there who wants to be creative and do something different, wants to be elected. I heard on the news that there's a whole bunch of politicians out in California especially who are retiring this year. And a whole bunch of new people are going to come in. So do something new. You know, do something that's going to help us get into a position where we can pay taxes. Give us accessibility. Give us enforcement on the accessibility. InnerSight is going to make an approach to try to get the real estate people out here on Long Island to endorse a program that every eligible apartment must be made accessible, and that the government and the agencies should be raising money for that. Now, I believe a lot of people would donate to that if it became an official
program.
Yes,
it's a real estate venture. It's like flipping a house.
And the landlords would like it, because it's going to enable more people to move in, and a lot of people are happy with the Section 8 because it's regular money, and you know you're going to get it every month.
Yep.
So we are trying to be creative and change these things. I don't know where the hell the other agencies are, but it's going to be very interesting to see what the reaction is going to be on our idea with the nursing homes.
Yeah.
And the demonstration that we have a tentative date. We don't have a location yet because we're waiting to see how that can be worked out, where the best place would be. But September 17th, Saturday, 11 o'clock.
At 11 a.m.
And we're going to see if we can get enough people to support this. Now, if it doesn't happen, it's not going to be our fault, I'll tell you that. Because we want to do it. We're ready.
Yeah.
You know? But we need to get these organizations behind us, especially the ones that have campaigned for years and years and years on these nursing homes, and they're still there. And a lot of the people who have came out down in Washington in the 70s and 80s, how many of those people have had to go into nursing homes who are disabled? So what good does it do? You've got to have a definite plan, a definite idea, something to work with. And I believe InnerSight has it. Turn these places into accessible housing. That helps everybody.
Sure does.
So let's see what kind of support we're going to get. Open mic, 213-816-1650. Let's see, television, Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, all rerun stuff. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 11 o'clock, Wednesday night, MNN, as they call it. And Thursday, Altice, that's the former Long Island Cable, Altice 730, channel 20. All right, so there's the show. Tomorrow night's our nursing home program.
Yep.
We'll talk about what, the demonstration idea?
Yep.
Support for it. Sponsors. We're going to need some sponsors.
Yeah.
You know, we'll talk about all that tomorrow night.
And also how everything should be under one message. And that's very important.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. You got to have one. Everybody has to be of one voice.
That's right. You know,
otherwise,
like,
you're not going to get anywhere.
You hear people go, you know, justice for blah, blah, the person's name usually. Well, that's similar when people do that. It should be the same for when you have people in nursing homes, but this time you're saying it for a whole group of people, and you're saying justice, you know, get these people out of the nursing home and take away the nursing homes and change them into accessible housing. In that sort of criteria. When you have,
and nobody has,
you know,
to,
we'll
get arrested or chain themselves to a building.
No, nobody's getting that. That's not what we're there for. No, we're there to change.
That didn't do a damn thing. The nursing homes are still there.
That's right.
There's my proof.
Don't take them away.
Yeah. You know, and a lot of people wasted a lot of energy and time. Where did it get?
We'll have a lot of petitions.
They're still there.
You could sign for the one thing only, is to change these nursing homes into accessible apartments. And that's it. And people are going to go around with that one petition. And that's it.
Well, that's what we need. We need to be with one idea, you know.
That's right.
Otherwise, if it's confusing, the politicians are already confused. How much more are they going to be confused if we're not set in our ways on it? What do you want? You want to be able to have a situation where you cannot go to a nursing home.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
That's true.
Isn't that what you want?
Yeah.
Isn't that what all disabled people want?
I don't want to go to a nursing home. Period.
There's only one way. If they're not there, you can't go to them.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Inner
sight. They can't force you in one.
Yeah. So that's going to be the message, and we'll see if we get enough support, you know, and people who want to do it and get out there and tell their stories. You know, we'll need people to tell stories of the horror of these places and the abuse and, you know.
Oh, I'll have pictures.
Documented.
Yeah. And the ultimate final picture, the one, my mom going to her gravesite. I'm sure.
And I'd like to have, I'd like to find a doctor, or maybe a couple of doctors, who would commit to saying how much safer it is to be in your own home.
I know one doctor who might say that, maybe. I'd
what?
Have to ask. I might have one doctor who will say that. I have to ask.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll have to see if we can find people who would stand up with us. All right. Anyway, tomorrow night, nursing homes kill people. Turn them into accessible housing. That's tomorrow night, 8 to 9, Block Talk Radio. And I want to thank all our listeners, all our friends, Suzanne, co-host, engineer, and everybody who believes in justice and freedom out there. Because that's all what this is about.
It is.
Justice and freedom. That's what Inner Sight is about.
Always have.
Thank you so much. Inner Sight, 631-224-3090, the phone number. Thank you, and join us tomorrow night on the nursing home program.
Yeah.
Inner Sight, means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.